I was watching Maury the other day because it was
because
just
you
on,
don't have a
and
job.
This woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she
he
went
has
and
a
got
job.
Herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard.
With taxpayer
and she had
subsidized
twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend, and getting him to take care of them.
And that's called cuck.
Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And
that
she wins, too, because she gets,
mating
you know,
strategy.
She wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right?
Well, a stable cuck,
case,
at
she
least.
Wins and he wins and the guy loses.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything.
Oh, everything!
Paul Neal before, the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful.
Because they're wonderful.
They can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
So we should bring in some people from the third world. That will make everything better. There we go.
Trigger warning.
Number 11. They acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man.
Fur
when
baby.
When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Fur babies.
Trigger warning. Bats.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Because no one would pay for that. That's why. Like this chick, she started a nonprofit for people with facial differences. No one's gonna pay for that except the taxpayers.
Trigger warning.
It doesn't matter what you think!
You know who doesn't have a lot of testosterone? Women.
Who's that, honey?
Women.
Oh, women. You know who doesn't do a whole lot of productivity?
Single moms
women.
Are tough and independent. No, they're not.
Oh,
no, they're not
so
even close.
Independent.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
I'll text you.
And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it
of
has.
Of course
been.
You are.
This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls.
Because that's where women always go when you disagree with them. Well, you're a misogynist. Okay, but that's not a reason. That's not.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Click on the bitch.
You, bitch.
Greetings. It is the Great One. I am the founder. We are here. You know, I wish I could make this stuff up. I really do. If I could make stuff up this good, I could be some great fiction writer making shit tons of money. Here we go. We gotta get into this because I want to get this all done in this episode. Wednesday, September the 5th, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2018. CSU Collegian. By the way, if I hurt your feelings during this episode, you can send me an email and tell me about it at God. That's fur baby spelled backwards. God at CYNLABSOC.com on the interwebs. Don't forget to spend your money at CLS.LINK/Amazon so I can buy more shit that I don't need. Okay, we got all that out of the way. Let's get on this. This is a head-to-head. This is where two columnists go up against each other. So we have Madison Thompson with her buzzed haircut. And we have Arison Stanfield, whom we've already heard from once already. I think Arison and I are going to have a wonderful semester of college. In case you don't remember, Arison Stanfield is the person who wrote a piece a while back that I read where initially it sounded like he was coming in to defend the free speech of the right wing, but what he actually said was that right wing organizations on campus should not be disbanded until after the members of the organization have been held accountable and re-educated. And then after that, it's completely okay to disband right-wing organizations because we can't have that kind of speech on college campuses. So it's Madison versus Arison. Here we go. Sugar babies, a step up or a step back for women? Madison Thompson writes, having multiple jobs is not uncommon for millennials. Why do you need multiple jobs? Don't you have a degree? Aren't you the smartest generation ever? Didn't you get a fucking diploma in women's studies? Why do you need multiple jobs to support yourself? Some people walk dogs, others buy and resell vintage clothing, and some exchange their time for an emotional and sometimes physical relationship with older, wealthier men. The people who pursue this line of work are usually college-aged people and are commonly known as sugar babies. No, they're commonly known as prostitutes. But prostitution is illegal. So we have to rebrand prostitution as something else, right? It's kind of like pedophilia. Pedophilia is illegal for the moment. The Democrats will change that soon. So we have to rebrand it as love is ageless. You know, hashtag love knows no age. Now, assault is illegal, so we have to rebrand it as punching Nazis. Now, let's be clear. Don't get me wrong. I, as an anarcho-capitalist, I am 100% in favor of giving women money in exchange for sex. First of all, let me explain to the girls, because I know you're confused, when men pay for sex, which they should be able to do, because it is your body and it's my money. We're not paying you for the sex. We're paying you for the part where you go away after the sex. That's what we're really paying for. So I'm going to be clear. If anyone's coming at this thinking, oh, great one, you don't think women should be allowed to have sex in exchange for money? No, no, no. If you think that, you've obviously never listened to this podcast before. Just like you might think I'm against abortions. No, 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 no. I want more abortions. Oh, God, do I want more abortions. I absolutely think that you stupid bents, I'm sorry, bents of stupidity should be able to exchange sex for money. I would prefer that that's how we do things. Because at least it's honest. I mean, if you're dating a woman, well, see, I know there's all these fucking men out there. I've never paid for sex. Yes, you have. Okay? I know there are some men who suffer from this delusion that they don't pay for sex. All men that have ever lived, that have had sex, paid for the sex. Okay? Shut the fuck up about how you're such a fucking alpha male that you don't pay for sex. Yes, you do. Go fuck yourself. So if we could just be honest, I give you $100, I put my dick inside of you, I shoot the cum in there, you go away. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But the amount of hamster wheel we are going to hear on today's episode is going to blow your mind. Okay, here we go. Becoming a prostitute, becoming a sugar baby. Wait, shouldn't that be baby of sugar? Becoming a baby of sugar presents a unique opportunity for women pursuing financial security and should be considered a viable career option because it gives them complete control over a financial, emotional, and sometimes a physical relationship. Notice that the woman has complete control over the relationship. The man is paying her, but she has complete control. Now I have to wonder, how is this going to pan out when the first baby of sugar pulls a hashtag Me Too on her, I don't know what the right word is for the John. How's this going to work out in the realm of Me Too? See, she has complete control over the relationship. The man is simply there to give money. The man has no control whatsoever. The man is simply an ATM. Because women, of course, are so good at cooperating, and they care so much about other people, and they have so much empathy. And that's why being a baby of sugar is a wonderful career option. It is a viable career for women because they have complete control. And they do, because if the John steps out of line, the fact that he's been paying her doesn't matter. All she has to do is say hashtag Me Too, and she gets even more money. Normalizing this behavior can only benefit future generations as women become more autonomous. Okay, sweetheart, if you want to be more autonomous, you need to stop getting my tax money. You women, you're not autonomous. You are nowhere fucking near autonomous. Okay, this is a big word for strong and independent, and we know you're not. You are not autonomous. You're having sex with old men for money. You can do that, but you're not autonomous. And use these opportunities to benefit themselves and the world around them. Yeah, see, being a baby of sugar benefits the world around you. Oh, and it's so wonderful. They're so beneficial to the world. While it is generally a young woman's game, men are also known to seek out and benefit from these opportunities. The relationship between a baby of sugar and her? Oh wait, that would be assuming gender. We can't assume the gender of the babies of sugar, right? That would be heteronormative and fucking cisgender biased or some other horseshit. The relationship between a baby of sugar and her daddy of sugar can take on many different facets. They sometimes include physical aspects. However, the relationships are usually based largely on emotional intimacy and companionship. Yeah, that's what men pay women for, is to be their emotional companions. Yes, that's what's going on. In his article, Stanfield claims that while being a baby of sugar is a decent prospect while you are young, it is implausible to consider it as a career option because it is established mainly on the pretense of physical attraction. This might have been an issue some time ago, but forms of plastic surgery and makeup techniques can make someone who is 40 look 20. So So notice, she's not denying that men are paying these women because they're attractive. What she's denying is the existence of the wall. Yes, plastic surgery and makeup can make 40-year-old women look 20 in your dreams. It is also possible that a baby of sugar makes enough money that they do not necessarily have to pursue a secondary career. Even if they are being paid an allowance, dyes, I don't know what a dye is, are known to, I'm assuming a dye is the name for Johns. That's a fascinating dye, really? That's what we're calling the men who are paying you for sex? Dyes? D-I-E-S? Dyes? Even if they are being paid an allowance, dyes are known to give gifts in the form of student loan payments and free meals. Here's a question. And how dumb are you, Bence? So if you're going to be a prostitute for a living, right, and you're still going to be prostituting when you're 40 because you're going to do makeup and plastic surgery and stuff, why do you have student loan payments? Why are you going to college? I mean, let's say that you can make $40,000 a year as a prostitute, okay? Why would you go to college and go in debt for $80,000 that you have to pay interest on and get a diploma you're not going to use? Why don't you just prostitute and save that $80,000 plus the interest? Oh, wait, because you can't do math. And because you've been so brainwashed into thinking that you should go to college just to go to college. It's the college experience. I could get a diploma because I'm going to get sociology and ethnic studies. And then I'm going to be a prostitute until I'm 40. Why don't you just go straight to the prostitute? You certainly don't need to go to college to meet a future husband because you're not going to get one. And you're not going to meet any of these dyes at college either because you're all banging old men with a lot of money who don't hang out on college campuses. This is woman logic. This allows babies of sugar to better establish their financial independence at an early age and possibly retire younger than most. Younger than most. That was me slurring my words. This is assuming that these babies of sugar are going to be able to control their spending. And I don't know if you know any women. There's not a lot of them who have spending control. Due to an increasing reliance on technology, the ability to be financially independent and control their bodily autonomy is an attractive offer. See, notice how all of this is all about controlling her body. Isn't this beautiful thing? We've taken getting paid money for sex and we're turning it into, well, she's controlling her body. This is her autonomy. She's controlling her bodily autonomy. This is going to show up in the upcoming push, which you cucks are not going to oppose because you're cucked, when it's time to legalize pedophilia, right? We got 8-year-old kids who think they're gay. And they're coming, well, these children, they have to be able to control their bodily autonomy. And so it's up to them to decide who they're going to have sex with. Watch, that's going to show up. It's got bodily autonomy. The prospects for babies of sugar are likely to only increase. Wait, really? You mean as more and more of a wedge is driven between men and women, and as more women are weaponized against men, And as more and more men are hashtag me too'd for looking at people's bodies, you really think that the opportunity for women to just get paid for sex, you think that's going to increase? Really? Madison is clearly a genius. In the United States, the number of older men aged 65 plus living alone is projected to rise by 65% between now and 2030, from 911,000 to 1.5 million men. So notice now, we've got some actual ages here. When she says older men, she's talking about 65 plus. And she's saying over here that these babies of sugar are millennials. College age millennials. So we're talking about 20-year-old women having sex with 65 or older year old men, which according to these women is gross and terrible and all, until money shows up. Does this remind you of anything? Oh, I'm going to get money for having sex with this old man, said Angelina Jolie as she went in to suck Harvey Weinstein's dick and get cast in a movie. There's really nothing new here, other than this woman, female, bent of stupidity, attempting to hamster wheel rationalize the fuck out of this. Instead of just saying people should be able to, because here's the problem, if you open up and you say, look, it's her body, it's a person's body, they can do whatever they want in exchange for money, well then now you could sell your kidneys for money, right? But we can't have that. So there's all these things that we can't do. So we got to phrase this very delicately, so as not to open any doors we don't want to open. Whether the relationship is mainly emotional or physical, it is possible they could foster a sense of entitlement over woman. What? I wish they could write. Let me try this again. Whether the relationship is mainly emotional or physical, it is possible they, don't know who they is, could foster a sense of entitlement over women's time and emotional investment. I do not consider this a real issue, as women are the ones setting the terms of the arrangement and have the complete power to shut down this sort of behavior. Okay, I got what she's saying is because the man is paying the woman, the man might actually expect something in return for the payment. But the women don't have to worry about that because, you see, the women are setting the terms of the arrangement. They have complete power to shut down this sort of behavior. Just like all of these women that sucked Harvey Weinstein's dick over and over and over for years. Why, they had the power to shut that down at any moment. If women have all this power to shut things down, why are so many women getting raped? Why are so many women getting fucking sexually harassed at work? Why can't they shut this down? Hashtag he for she, because they can't do anything without men. These relationships could be used against women as a means of demeaning their romantic freedom. Their romantic freedom. Yes, we would not want to demean a woman's romantic freedom. When she's busy getting paid for sex. These relationships could be used against women as a means of demeaning their romantic freedom. A well-known anti-woman group referred to as incels, short for involuntary celibates, may be able to exploit this relationship structure to prove that women are shallow beings who only spend their time with men who can afford their attention despite obvious character flaws. Women are shallow. And yes, they do only spend their time with men who can afford their attention. And furthermore, are there incels running around trying to prove this or something? Last time I checked, incels were sitting around in their mom's basements playing computer games. No one needs to prove that women are shallow because those of us who have interacted with women know that women are shallow. And women do not hang out with and have sex with men who can offer them no opportunity gains. I know you, if you think women hang out with men and have sex with them just because they like them, you might be crazy. However, it is also possible that an incel could benefit from a pseudo-romantic or emotional connection. Yes, I'm sure there are some women out there who would be more than happy to go visit an incel in his mom's basement and pretend to be his friend for 2 hours in exchange for $500. Aren't you so brave? You women are so brave. See, this is the bravery of the modern feminist. She is willing to be paid money to pretend to be friends with an incel in order to make the world a better place. Oh, this is wonderful. This is so wonderful. You're just, oh gosh, you care so much. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed with the sacrifice that these women are willing to make in between getting paid to have sex with other men and then doing black guys and getting their abortions, that they'd be willing to take some time out of their life to go and accept $500 to be friends with an incel for 2 hours so he doesn't go to a public school and shoot some people because he was raised by a single mother. And wait till these sugar babies start getting, I would say babies of sugar, start getting pregnant and spitting out the kids. Because you might say, well, great one, wouldn't they get abortions? No, no, no. See, it doesn't matter how many kids you spit out. There's plastic surgery and makeup techniques, and you will still look like you're 20 years old. Even if you're 40 and you have 5 kids by 4 different baby daddies. Because now, here's the advantage of this. Now, as a single mother, you can be a baby of sugar and make money that way, and you can get welfare benefits, and you can get sympathy because you're a single mother and you're strong and independent, and now you really can't be attacked. I mean, not only are you exercising your bodily autonomy, but my God, if someone disagrees with you, well, you're a single mother, and they're obviously a misogynist who hates single mothers. Potential connections should establish the... What? Potential connections... Take three. Potential connections should establish the... I think she means whores. Okay, whores, prostitutes should establish the exact nature of the relationship before any transactions occur. One baby of sugar stated that she has, quote, turned down thousands of dollars to hold my ground of no sex. The key is to have them work for you, not for you to work for them. You're the boss, unquote. Yes, you're the boss, sweetie. Nobody wants to work for a woman. Trust me on this. Babies of sugar should be wary of scams. Yeah, because, my God, someone might be trying to scam some of these women who are running around trying to get men to pay them for sex or to pay them to just hang out. Well, we can hold hands for $500. Yeah, you girls better look out for scams. Babies of sugar should be wary of scams, but established websites like SeekingArrangement.com make it easy to find the right opportunity. With this website, daddies can become verified, which means they are subject to background checks and their income is verified. As with any, that's great. So this way you can make sure he really makes as much money. That makes it easier to decide who you're going to hashtag me to. Because is there a written contract? I mean, just when you kind of like, I give you $500 and then you say I can touch your butt and I touch your butt. And then you say I raped you. And I'm going to say to the police, well, no, officer, okay, how's this going to work? No, Your Honor, you're sitting there, you're under oath, your lawyer, the judge, blah, blah, blah. And you say, Your Honor, I gave her $500 in exchange for sex. I did not rape her. Well, now you're a trick. You're a John. Prostitution is illegal. Oh, my God. I just don't even know what to do with this. I'll figure something out, but I don't know what to do with this right now. So yes, babies of sugar, they're the ones who should be worried about scams. Not these men. And here we go. What's going to happen 10, 15 years from now? How many hashtag me toos are going to come out of these kinds of arrangements? That's the only way we'll know is to wait and see. As with any profession, because once again, see, this is a profession. This is a profession. As with any profession, mastering it takes time. But the annual summit in Los Angeles is another indicator of the increasing legitimacy of this industry. While the profession does not come with many risks, while the profession does come with many risks, the rewards are not only better for the person, but arguably society. See, once again, women are doing so much good things for society. By pretending to be your friend in exchange for money, they're doing so many good things for society. While the profession does come with many risks, the rewards are not only better for the person, but arguably society, since the financial independence allows them to pursue other activities. You see, this is what's good for society. When women are financially independent and can pursue other activities, that's good for society. What activities are we pursuing? Getting our fucking master's degree in feminist studies? How is that good for society? How is women pursuing other activities good for society? What, shopping for shoes? You know how much environmental destruction all of those shoes do? Many enter the sugar baby world as young women wanting to establish themselves, and if there is a demand that they can fill by spending their time with someone, the benefits usually outweigh the risk, while giving women the ability to be an autonomous being. Once again, you're not autonomous. You're getting paid by somebody else to pretend to like them. You're a whore. Not that I have a problem with the whore part. I have a problem with the hamster wheeling and the lying about it and the pretending about how great this is for society. So, let's read Arison Stanfield's cucked response to this. Many college women are seeking to acquire an income by selling their time and affection and becoming a baby of sugar. And remember, Arison is a person of color, not a colored person, because that's racist, but he's a person of color. Because that's not racist. A sugar baby is someone willing to trade their romantic interest for financial compensation. Compensation can range from thousands of dollars in monthly payments to extravagant trips and gifts. There are risks to such arrangements, and while being a baby of sugar is certainly not illegal, prostitution's not illegal, guys. There are reasons why one should think twice before seeking the life of luxury it seems to offer. While sugaring certainly offers many fiscal benefits, it also comes with its fair share of dangers. Both babies of sugar and their would-be partners. And their partners of would-be-ness are frequently targets of scammers. You know, if women are so fucking smart, how do they get scammed so much? Shouldn't they be able to recognize scammers? Because, I mean, you're also fucking intelligent, right? You're way smarter than men, we know that. And you have such great communication skills, and you have intuition. We can't shut up about women's intuition and how much they know what other people, they know. Like, women, they can just tell. When a man, he only wants sex, oh, they can just tell because they're just so smart. That's such great intuition. They're mind readers. Their communication skills are so amazing. Babies of sugar may be asked to send explicit photos in order to prove their worth to sugarees who have no interest in continuing the relationship afterwards. Women send naked pictures already. I can tell you, you don't have to pay women for naked pictures, okay? I can tell you this from personal experience. You don't need to pay women to send you a picture of them naked with their cell phone. Sugar babies may find partners who create the illusion of wealth, but in reality cannot provide the lifestyle they advertise. Just as you'll find women who will provide the illusion of being an actual woman instead of a stupid cunt. Right? You may think that she likes you. You may think she likes you so much that you might even fuck up and marry her. And then suddenly, poof, the illusion is gone because she created the illusion of being wife material. Now she's divorcing you and taking half of everything you have and fucking your brother. Madison argues that sites such as SeekingArrangements.com help reduce the risk of scamming. However, her perspective runs in opposition to actual reports from the Seeking Arrangements 2017 summit, at which sugar babies were told that, quote, rich men are least likely to post the correct sums, unquote, on their profile. Wait, you mean men might lie to women who are trying to use those men in order to get money? Wait, you mean men with a whole lot of money might not want women who are very likely to accuse them of rape and take them to court and try to get money from them? You're saying men don't want those potential rape accusers to know how much money they have? Well, that is baffling. I cannot understand this. Obviously, there's something wrong with men. This sounds like toxic masculinity to me. I think there should be a law against it. I think, you know what? Here we go. I think all men should be forced to carry an identification card that has on it how much money they make every year. It should have how much money they make, and it should have their social security number. And any time before a woman has sex with them, or if you approach a woman, you should have to present this card to her so she knows how much money you have, so that she can make an educated decision about how she is going to utilize her bodily autonomy in relationship to you. This whole thing where women don't know how much money men have available if the woman decides she was sexually harassed, I mean, this is just clearly fucking misogyny. Clearly misogynistic. And this is one more fucking indicator of the way fucking heterosexual cisgendered white men are oppressing women and persons of color. It's fucking sick. A baby of sugar, Emma Gammer, who facilitated the session on profits, stated that, quote, rich men probably won't have a profile picture as they're the ones with something to lose if people find out they're on the site, unquote. According to Actual Babies of Sugar, working with the most popular platform for their lifestyle, the industry is still rife with confusion, deceit, and risk. Really, when you have women who are looking for the opportunity to get paid money to pretend to be friends with old men, there'd be some confusion, deceit, and risk in that industry? I'm shocked by this. The risk of sugaring are not only fiscal, but arrangements put sugar babies at risk physically. Okay, considering that 5 out of every 1 women already get raped every 17 seconds, how much more physical danger can you fucking be in? National Director of World Without Exploitation, Lauren Hirsch, God, there's somebody we should fucking look up. World Without Exploitation. There's a goddamn fucking nonprofit that shouldn't exist. Lauren Hirsch, if we have time, we'll look her up. States that, quote, there's an expectation that the buyer or the sugar daddy can do whatever he wants, so very often we hear there's extraordinary violence when the door gets shut, unquote. Well, yes, if I pay money for something, that includes your body, I get to do what I want with it, because for the time I'm paying for you, you belong to me. See, that's a transaction. Making a relationship into a financial transaction can create arrangements where men feel as though they are owed something by the women, implying to some that women are something to be bought and used. Well, they are. Women are something to be bought. Okay? Women do not date and marry men who don't spend money on them. Now, will women fuck alpha males like the guy in prison at the beginning of this episode, right? Well, yes, because that's an alpha. And she'll fuck him because she's getting something out of it. She's getting good DNA. She's getting an alpha baby. But the beta cuck who's raising that alpha male's twins, she's only staying with him because he's spending money on her. She is something to be bought. And it's interesting to say, well, if men feel as though they are owed something by the women, yes, they are. It's just like when you have a job. The person who you're working for pays you. If you're being paid to do landscaping, then you owe doing the person paying you to do landscaping, you owe that person doing landscaping. Okay, if your job is to drive a taxi, you owe the people getting in your taxi driving them to their destination and getting them there safely. Once again, see, women just should just be exempt. Women should just get paid and not owe the man anything. This is all about these old men giving these young women money. Just because the women need the money so they can be bodily autonomous. Well, women shouldn't be obligated to provide anything in return. Oh, fuck no. That's oppression. More worryingly, it may also make women feel pressured to gratify their partner's sexual needs, regardless of what their own interests and desires are. First of all, these are not partners, these are customers. Secondly, why would she feel pressured to justify this person's needs if she's so strong and independent? I thought they were bodily autonomous. How do you pressure a bodily autonomous woman who is strong and independent and fish bicycle into having sex with you? How do you do that? I would love to know. I know a number of women I'd love to pressure into having sex with me. I think it'd be fantastic. How do you do this? Now, I guess if you're Harvey Weinstein, you know, you can be like, hey, if you want a role in the movie, but that she wants the role in the movie, she's earning it. That's an exchange. How is that different from sugar babying? Sugar babies, sorry, babies of sugar, writes the person of color, also run the risk of working against their own best interest. You know, kind of like the way fucking white cucks work against their own self-interest by continuing to give all of these fucking pieces of shit welfare. Well, let's keep funding the colleges. Let's keep sending our children to college. Let's keep paying school taxes. Let's keep bombing other countries. Let's keep shelling out money so single mothers can spit out babies. Babies of sugar also run the risk of working against their own best interest. Opportunity cost is what one loses out on when choosing one course of action over another. Because the college students wouldn't know what opportunity cost is. The time spent seeking a financially gratifying relationship is the same time that could be spent pursuing a relationship rooted in romance. I guess anyone's gonna want to fuck one. Oh my god. You think any of these women are capable of having a healthy relationship? Pursuing a relationship rooted in romance or pursuing a different, more stable career field. The pursuit of fast cash through sugaring comes at the expense of developing skills. All right, the idea of women developing skills cracks me up. That could better serve one in the future. Like, for example, how to accuse people of raping you. I mean, that's at this point, the only skill a woman needs is being a victim. That's it. And women just naturally know how to do that. If one spends their time learning how to use their looks to secure financial stability, what are they to do when their attractiveness inevitably fades? Women have been using their looks to secure financial stability since women existed. I can assume that Arison has never actually had a girlfriend, otherwise he would know that. This is an issue that will disproportionately affect women, as studies show that men's attractiveness tends to be correlated with how dominant women perceive them to be. What? Men's attractiveness tends to be correlated with how... Yes, women are attracted to dominant men. Yes, that's correct. This is not necessarily the case for women. This is not necessarily the case for women. Okay, Arison, you little cuck. It's not that it's not necessarily the case. It's not the case. Men are not interested in women, sexually interested in women, based on how dominant the women are. Okay, this is not necessarily the case for women whose attractiveness can be correlated more purely with physical appearance and is therefore more susceptible to decline with age. Once again, did we not just do the podcast where I showed you the data from the website where it shows women most attractive at 18? What happens? They just drop off. Women start at 18 at the top and they go down. Men start there and they go up a little bit and they peak at 50. Yes, once again, we all knew this. Old women are not attractive. No amount of fucking makeup and plastic surgery is going to allow a 40-year-old woman to compete with a 20-year-old woman. That is not going to happen. That is a fantasy. I understand why you women indulge in that fantasy, because you think the wall is not a thing until you hit it. Thompson argues that sugaring provides a way for liberated women to explore romance. That's not romance. That's prostitution. Can we call it what it is? If I am paying a woman to pretend to like me, that is not romance. I'm perfectly okay doing it, but it's not romance. Thompson argues that sugaring provides a way for liberated women to... If you're liberated, why do you need other people's money? Thompson argues that sugaring provides a way for liberated women to explore romance and capitalism in a way that is autonomous and self-directed. At the same time, this line of work seems to subvert the Women's Progressive Society's, there's a fucking organization that shouldn't exist, assessment that there is a, quote, necessity for the financial independence of all women, unquote. So does that mean you're all getting off welfare? The necessity for the financial independence of all women. Go fuck yourself, honey. Being a sugar baby paradoxically promotes traditional heteronormative power structures and relationship arrangements. At the same time, it is the free choice of countless young women, and for many is a fast route to honest money that is under their control. Hold it. So it's promoting traditional heteronormative power structures, but at the same time, it's providing free choices for countless young women. The clear presence of alluring benefits and risk of pernicious cost make this a topic that cannot go undiscussed in our universities and the larger society. Students interested in gaining more perspective on the issue and other related topics may find the resources they need within Colorado State University's Women and Gender Advocacy Center and the Center for Women's Studies and Gender Research. So CSU will provide your daughter with information on how to be
hey,
a
women,
baby of sugar.
You shut your mouth and make babies.
You cucks, keep sending your daughters to college. We don't want to promote these traditional heteronormative power structures, do we?
What is beautiful in a woman, what is attractive in a woman,
is not her dominance
by men.
And it's not her dominance.
It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
It's not 40-year-old women.
By accident, it's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch.
They think being
guys
sugar
don't
baby.
Care about your stupid office job or non-profit
gig. No, we don't.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
Ooh. Promotes traditional heteronormative power structures. At the same time, it's a free choice for young women. Making honest money that's under their control. until the day they slam into the wall, and it's them and their fur babies.
The Rock says, you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.